Welcome to Retirement Income Solutions with the team at Security First Asset Management. If you're concerned about having the right financial plan, then this is the show for you. Your hosts, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, are ready to listen to your questions, help you plan for the unexpected, and set you up to thrive in retirement. Here in Middle Georgia, they're the team to turn to for financial guidance so you can have more peace of mind. It's time for the show. This is Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
Greetings, everybody, and welcome into the show today. This is Retirement Income Solutions. I'm your host today, Mark Killian. Thank you so much for listening to the show. And as always, joining me and serving our listening audience right here in Middle Georgia is the great team here with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, your local wealth advisors at Security First Asset Management. They've got offices in Dublin and Macon. You can stop by the website at completetheplan.com or just give them a call at 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Bill, Daniel, welcome to the show this week. How are you?
Great. Good morning to you there, Mark.
Thank you.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing very well.
Hope
you guys are. Good to be with you guys. Looking forward to a good show. This is my first time hosting with you guys. It's been so I'm looking forward to it. Very excited to chat with you guys. We got a lot of good content coming down the way for folks today. So let's get started and dive into the mailbag. We'll take a question to start off the show here for Bill. It's from Marie in Macon. And Marie says, I have three whole life insurance policies that were sold to me back in the 90s. Is that too many? Should I drop one or two of them?
Well, you never drop, Marie, thanks for calling to begin with. You never drop any life insurance until you understand the purpose of it. Why do you have it? That's always a good question. Do you still need it? Are you still paying for it? So the best way to answer that question is kind of to define for yourself what you need the life insurance for now. And again, let's understand what you want to do with it, and then that will help you understand whether you should keep it or not. Are you still paying for them? That would be a question to be asked. Are they paid up? Can they be paid up and stop the premiums? And again, identify what the need for it is. We appreciate you calling, but life insurance is an important part of retirement planning because it can serve as a help for many things, income replacement in the cause of death, cash value can be used for other things if you don't need the life insurance. So it's a good asset to have, but understanding what its needs are today is how we would respond to that question. We'd ask you several questions to get to that point.
All right, Marie, thank you so much for the question. Reach out to the guys, 800-987-1443, to dive into that a little bit further. Daniel, what about you? What do you think?
Well, I think that he's right on with that. You always have to define the purpose of that. The purpose of having any life insurance or any type of insurance carries a cost, but it's about managing risks. And so I think he's spot on with that. We'd love to talk to Marie about that.
All right, Marie, thank you so much for the question. And we got a fact of the week as well, right, Daniel, from you?
We do. This one comes from Bloomberg.com. You may have heard about this at the end of last week, but deregulation is a major initiative of President Trump's agenda. For example, last week the administration ordered the government to finally stop preparing for Y2K, a bug that may have affected computers 17 years ago.
Wow.
And there was actually teams of people, dollars being spent on this, money allocated to the program to stop the Y2K bug in 2017. That's what we call inefficiency. Right?
Just a little
somebody's
bit.
Somebody's hanging on to their jobs because the check keeps coming.
Yeah.
When we think about the size and scope of government, that really kind of just crystallizes it for us there. 17 years after Y2K, there's teams of people still working on it. I mean, what are they doing?
Hiding in the corner maybe so no one notices them? I don't know.
But well, they probably are.
Pretty shocking to me. I thought it was an interesting fact.
That's a crazy statistic. I can't believe that's actually, well, I guess I can believe it, right? Sometimes with the government, you kind of wonder what's going on with some of the decisions they make. 17 years later, huh? They're still doing that.
Yep.
Crazy.
Never even happened in the first place, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Everybody remembers that where they were like, oh, no, the planes are going to fall out of the sky and nothing ever happened.
Yeah, so, that's right.
Well, there you go. So getting started might be a good place for them to get started, right? They kind of get I guess maybe that's what Trump's trying to do in the administration, trying to get in there and find some of these things to clean up. But let's talk a little bit about getting started ourselves for folks out here in the listening area here in Middle Georgia. If you'd like to reach out to the team, 800-987-1443 is your number to call. Let's talk a little bit about starting with, you know, the idea of putting together a financial plan is pretty overwhelming, right? I think it scares a lot
absolutely.
Of folks. Yeah. So there's some basic steps that we could probably take to get things going that might kind of take off some of that pressure, you know, some of that fear that you might have in there. So, for example, deciding what you want your retirement to look like. What can we do there?
Well, you know, this is a question that we spend a lot of time on in our when we first get to know somebody to see if we're a good fit and see if we can help them with their retirement planning. Is what do you want to do in retirement?
Yeah.
Have you identified things you want to be involved in? And as you know, sometimes we find that the male side will be thinking about all the things they want to do, and the female will be thinking about things she's wanting to do, but they don't really talk about the things they want to do together as much as they ought to. And again, if we're going to be in the go-go phase of retirement, which is the first few years, that's what we call it, that's when we want to do things, when we're healthy enough to do things, and all the things that we want to do have price tags associated with them. So we need to stop and take a, you know, step back and kind of look at what do we really want to do with our time. What we don't want to see happen is people don't do what they'd like to do because they don't understand that they can do it financially. And we don't want them to not be involved because they turn to be couch potatoes. So that's an extreme one to the other. So identify what you would like to do together, individually, and put it on paper. It's hard to put a plan together without understanding what you want to do with your time and your resources before you retire. Good place to start is identifying goals.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree more, because husbands and wives are always on the same page, right?
That's a good joke. That should be the joke of the week.
There you go. So obviously deciding what you want your retirement to look like, great starting point. That's what we're talking about here with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith of Security First Asset Management. Daniel, what about maybe doing a financial inventory? Why might that be a good first step?
Well, I think it's an excellent step. We have a process we call the Lifetime Income Blueprint, and when we first sit down with someone in the first meeting, it's after we get to know them and just really try to get acquainted with them, the first thing we do is dive into a financial inventory. You really have to understand what it is you're working with. It's something you should do once every few years. How many accounts do you currently have? If you're like most people, you might have accrued several, have them located in different spots, and it might be smart to consolidate those. What investments do you own across accounts? Many times people will have duplication in their investments or not properly diversified because they don't have a comprehensive plan. They just have assets scattered all over. How much are you currently saving? These are important things to know in a financial inventory. Should you be saving more, less, paying off debt? What should you be focusing on? It's really about getting a clear understanding of what you have and what you have. What is it doing? Does it serve a purpose? It's a good starting point is to do a financial inventory, and those need to be updated once every few years.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. A clear understanding is a great way to word that, because you want to make sure that you know what you have, and that you're understanding what's all in your portfolio and what they can be doing for you. Obviously, working with a financial team is going to help you get more clarity. And, of course, the team here at Security First Asset Management can certainly help you with that. Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith. Guys, you've been doing this a long time now. You are retirement income certified professionals, national social security advisors, and you specialize really in working with federal employees that, you know, in providing that employee benefit analysis. So there's really a lot of good information for folks to tap into when they stop by your website at completetheplan.com or just when they come in to see you and really get a good start on this financial process. And that's what we're talking about here today on Retirement Income Solutions. 800-987-1443 is a number to call. How about developing an income plan? Obviously, in retirement, you know, there's that old saying that if you don't have an income plan, you don't really have a retirement plan. This is a crucial step, right?
Absolutely. It's not about how much money you have. It's about how much income you can generate. And after you've got a clear picture of what you want to do, then we have to look at the sources of monies that we have, whether it be pensions or Social Security or buckets of investable assets. We have to look at them to be able to invest them or have a strategy with them that will create a lifetime income for us. That's what's important. We've got to have the ability to fund our activities and our must-haves, those things that we have to have every day, our lifestyle, in other words. So, and we have on our website a short video on this entitled, What is My Income? It's something you can go to and view, and then it'll take you to a site that gives you an overview of why it's important to have an income plan in retirement. So we're all about having income plans in retirement.
Yeah, because you got to know those checks are coming in, right? I mean, once we hit retirement, you know, we're not getting that paycheck anymore, so we want to go out to the mailbox.
We got to have a paycheck and a playcheck.
There you go. That's a good point. Yeah, because you want to be able to do the things in retirement. I mean, that's why we work, right? That's why we work all these years and get ourselves there. So we want to make sure that we're able to do the right things. And an income plan obviously is crucial because we got to make sure that we're covering our bills, covering our assets and things that we need to do, and making sure that that income is going to be there throughout our retirement, which is also an incredibly important piece. Now, since, you know, Bill was talking about the income plan, Daniel, what about determining how much help you'll need? I think a lot of folks get a little nervous about asking for help, but you really shouldn't in this arena.
Yeah, you should definitely not be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Generally speaking, it's smart when you're sick to go to the doctor, when your teeth hurt to go to the dentist, you know, when your car's broken, go to the mechanic. We're retirement income planners, so what we help people with is putting all the pieces together. A lot of times people have done most of the work. They've saved the money. They've done a lot of the types of planning that they need to, except for the fact they don't have a comprehensive plan that ties it all together and turns it into income. I think it's important to understand that there's a lot of factors that many times are overlooked. For example, inflation. The fact that you need a certain amount of income today doesn't mean you can live off that same amount the rest of your life. You're going to have an increasing income. Healthcare costs are going up twice the rate of inflation. We have to think about taxes as well. Do we need to have some tax planning done? So when appropriate, we bring in outside help for tax planning. It's important to know where you need the most help. A good starting point is to sit down with us and let's look at where you're currently at. Let's make sure that you're able to retire comfortably and stay comfortably retired. Right now, for the next 10 callers who have saved at least $100,000 for retirement, we're going to offer a free opportunity to sit down with us, for us to look at your current situation and make sure that you've got a plan in place, a retirement income plan. We're passionate about making sure that our clients have all their bases covered. Some examples of things we may talk about with you is when to turn on your Social Security, at what age is it the most appropriate time for you to take that. What about your risk in your portfolio? Do you have too much risk in your portfolio? We're 9 years into a very big bull market. That's something we talk about quite often. How much you paying in taxes and fees? These are important things to know. And for the opportunity right now, we're offering it for the next 10 callers the opportunity to sit down with us. If you've saved at least $100,000 for retirement, give us a call at 1-800-987-1443. That's 1-800-987-1443. We'll sit down with you and make sure that you've got a comprehensive plan in place.
All right. Are we retirement ready? Well, let's find out. And the only way to do so is to go ahead and take advantage of this great opportunity that Daniel just made by calling 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443 to get this planning process started. Find out if we're on the right path or the right road, if you will, towards retirement. 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443 to sit down with Bill and Daniel from Security First Asset Management. You're listening to Retirement Income Solutions. We'll be back with more right after this. Listen, plan, and thrive.
What should be the number one concern if you're approaching retirement? Income planning. It means making sure that your money can support you and your family for the rest of your lives. Here in Middle Georgia, meet with the Security First Asset Management team by calling 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443.
It's getting to know you time. You're back here with us on Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, and thrive. Mark Killian alongside Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith of Security First Asset Management right here in Middle Georgia. And we got time for another question here. Daniel, how about you? We'll throw one at you and see if you want to take this email question. We got a good one in from Hank in Warner Robins. And Hank says, in my primary retirement concern is taxes down the road, does that mean all of my retirement savings should be going into a Roth?
Well, Hank, that's a very wise question, and I think you're smart to think beyond now when it comes to taxes. Most people are just thinking about today, and when you put money into a retirement plan like a 401k or a traditional IRA, you do typically get some tax help today on it, but when you take the money out of the account, you pay taxes at whatever future rate that may be. So if your primary retirement concern is taxes down the road, having a Roth IRA is certainly a smart thing to do. Now, your question was, should you put all of your savings into a Roth? That's hard to say. It depends on how much you're saving, first of all. How old are you? We have a maximum amount you're allowed to put into the Roth. If you're under the age of 50, you can only put $5,500 a year in there. If you're married, your spouse can do the same thing. Over the age of 50, you can put $6,500 a year per person. So it depends on how much you're able to save each year and what tax bracket you're in. Sometimes it does make sense to have tax diversification too, meaning have some in the regular IRAs and 401k and some in the Roth so you can balance out the tax bill today and in the future, Hank. So I appreciate that question. Very smart of you to ask it.
All right, Hank, thanks so much for that. Reach out to the guys, 800-987-1443. Go ahead and get on the calendar and stop in one of the offices, either Dublin or Macon. Come in and sit down and really talk more about it and sit there and go over your whole portfolio and find out if you're on the right path. Maybe get a second opinion on your overall plan. Bill and Daniel can certainly do that. You can check them out online at completetheplan.com as well if you'd like to. But best thing is to just go ahead and call them at 800-987-1443 and come on in and have a consultation and get that underway. Let's do a little getting to know you if you guys are in the mood for that. I'd like to kind of take a second and step away from the financial chatter for a moment or two and just ask a little question, get to know you a little bit better as we do sometimes here on the show. And see what we got. How about you, Bill? I'm feeling like I want to get to know you a little bit better and want to ask you this interesting question we've got here on the show. It says, if you had to live on another continent for the rest of your life, so you can't live here in North America, what continent would it be?
Boy, don't put me there. I want to stay here.
I agree with you.
We've been blessed to travel some of the other continents around the world, and if I had to, it would probably be Western Europe, like Ireland or Scotland.
Oh, nice.
That would be... It's laid back. It's beautiful. It's not terribly overpopulated. Kind of like rural areas. So somewhere on the western part of either of those two countries. But
have you ever been there and visited?
Someplace like, yeah.
Yeah?
Sure. Yeah.
You enjoyed it?
Yeah, a couple times. Yeah.
Are you going just for the Guinness? Is that what it is?
No, not at all. I don't drink, so that wouldn't.
Okay. Well,
I've been to the Guinness. Factory.
Have
but,
you?
Yeah, but I didn't take any sips.
Oh, okay.
I bought
All
a couple
right.
shirts.
Oh, there you go. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Well, that's good. So my wife loves Guinness, and she loves to go over there and visit as well. So I was just curious. I had to throw that out there. Well,
yeah, they're just very lovely people and laid back and. Yeah, but I don't want to leave this country. This is the best.
This is
the best place on earth.
Well, these producers, they come up with some interesting questions from time to time. We never know what we're going to get on here, so that was the one for this week. But that's our getting to know you folks. So Bill, if he had to, only if he had to, then he might want to go over and live maybe Scotland, Ireland, somewhere in that area over there. You're listening to Retirement Income Solutions with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith. There's more show coming up. Just stay tuned. We'll be right back. Give him a call, 800-987-1443. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Time for a Middle Georgia fun fact. Did you know Dublin is known to have the tallest building in Central Georgia? The Ficklin & Company building measured right at 211 feet. We know planning for retirement can be a tall order, but we have you covered. This is Retirement Income Solutions.
You're back here with us on Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive. I'm your host today, Mark Killian, alongside with the great team from Security First Asset Management. It is Mr. Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith of the team there at Security First Asset Management. If you'd like to reach out to them here in Middle Georgia, go ahead and pick up your telephone. Give them a call, 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. You can stop by the website as well, completetheplan.com. Or if you're in the area, if you're in Dublin or Macon, stop by one of the offices there and have a chat with the guys and see where you stand as it pertains to retirement. So guys, let's talk about things that you can't control out there, and they're things that you actually can. It's kind of like a little subset in here, and I'll explain what I mean here in a second. But in retirement planning, you guys certainly know that there are a lot of things out there that are out of people's control. But fortunately for all of us, there are things that you can control that will allow you to deal with those pieces that you cannot control a little bit better. For example, sounds like a tongue twister, I know, but stay with me. You can't control what's going to happen in the market, right? But you can control how much risk you're going to expose yourself to in the market.
That's right. So understanding that the stock market is not a precise thing. You know, it's run by emotions many times. It's not very easy to time the market. So first of all, having an understanding of how much money you need in that environment is an important thing. For someone that's a conservative investor, you probably want to know how much market risk you need to be taking. Many times when we sit down with people, they have a lot more of their assets in equities than they may realize. They may be exposed to a lot more risk than they realize. And risk really equals volatility, the ups and downs of the market that we can't predict or control. But what we can control is how much money we have in that environment to start with. If you don't need to have a significant portion of your money exposed to that type of downside, you want to know that ahead of time so you don't put that much there. So that's an important step, is understanding that we can't control the market, but we can control how much money we allocate to those positions.
Yeah, and that's a great way to help kind of control the other pieces as well, the stress part of that, right? Because you don't want to sit there and just stress yourself out by watching, you know, those channels every day. And if you find yourself just, you know, I don't know, just kind of, if it's stressing your ticker by watching the stock ticker, you've got to kind of change that a little bit. You've got maybe got too much risk going on and you're getting yourself too worked up in there. What about not being able to control how long we're going to live, right? So we can't, none of us can control that. And if you can, give me a call. I'd like to talk to you about that. But, you know, but you can control how much emphasis you put on creating enough income. As Bill mentioned earlier in the show, you got to have income coming in retirement. So you can control how much emphasis you put on those income streams, right, guys?
Yes, and what we find from time to time is people do kind of bet against longevity. Oh, I'm not going to live that long. Mm-hmm. Oh, my dad died at such and such. Oh, my mom died. We don't have any control over it. Today, with the way we have our medical delivery system and the kind of care that we have today, longevity is a risk to retirement. It's a huge risk because not only does longevity have a risk just on money, by inflation and taxes, and certainly longevity is also affects our health care costs over time. So we can't control that, but we certainly need to plan for it. We need to have streams of income to meet potential needs as well as our existing needs. So the planning process that we go through addresses all the potential risks that we have in retirement, and having the income in place to make sure that we can mitigate that risk and plan for it and better manage it.
Yeah, that's a great point too, Bill, because as you mentioned, there's a lot of folks that I think come in with an attitude or say, well, you know, my family this, my family that, so that's going to happen to me. And technology is different. Medicines are different. So you really want to make sure that you are, you know, planning for the long haul. And then if you're not, well, then that's okay. Then that's something, you know, but it's better to plan for the long term than it is the short term and be caught off guard for sure.
We use a phrase, don't bet against longevity.
Yeah, exactly, because you don't want to come up short in that arena, that's for sure. Give the guys a call, 800-987-1443, if you'd like to talk with Bill and Daniel at Security First Asset Management. You're listening to Retirement Income Solutions. We're talking about things you can't control and things that you can, and what we mean by that is something like with taxes, for example. You can't control what tax rates are going to look like in the future, but you certainly can control how much of your wealth you leave in places that will be taxed in the future, right?
Absolutely. So I tend to like to focus on things that we can control. Certainly having the proper tax diversification in a retirement plan is really a smart thing to do because it's something that we can control. Unfortunately, most people save most of their savings in tax-deferred accounts, meaning that they put it in, they get a little bit of a tax break up front, then down the road when they retire, they pull it out and they pay taxes at that time. And I can't tell you how many times people have told me that they're surprised that they're pulling it out at the same tax rate that they put it in at, or they're actually in the higher tax bracket. So that something we can control is We can go ahead and pay some of the taxes up front today and put money into a tax-deferred and tax-free account where you take it out, like a Roth IRA. That's an example of money that you can pull out tax-free into the future. Cash value life insurance is another possibility for that. So it's really wise to have not all of your eggs in one basket when it comes to how you're going to be taxed as well. Have some Roth, have some traditional IRA, have some non-qualified investments, and possibly have some cash value life insurance. If you do that, you'll be well prepared to pull money out with more tax efficiency in the future.
Yeah, and that's the key right there, is that word you use, well prepared. Making sure that we're prepared is really, really crucial, because as we get closer and closer to the retirement red zone, if you will, you want to make sure that you're doing the right things at the right time to really ensure that we don't take a stumble or kind of go backwards and have ourselves some issues as we go into retirement. And the team at Security First Asset Management can certainly help you with that. 800-987-1443 to talk with Bill and Daniel. Bill, final one here on things you can't control, and the things that you can is you cannot control what's going to happen with Social Security. I know there's a lot of concern out there, people constantly coming in and worried about the future of Social Security. But we can control how heavily our income plan will rely on Social Security, right?
Absolutely. And it's a key component for most people's retirement planning. It was never, ever intended to be 100% of their need. It will never be. Yeah. And so we can't rely on it 100%, and we shouldn't rely on it, in some cases, depending on our age, at all. Mm-hmm. So really, the responsibility comes back to you and I. We have to have the discipline enough to create the savings that we need that will have a successful, thriving retirement. And so we need to be focused on accumulating as much as we possibly can, and then have planning in place that assures that whatever we have accumulated will meet most of our needs, and just in case something like Social Security fails. But we need to understand how it works together jointly with our other savings, and if we're lucky enough to have a pension, how it all fits together in what we call an income puzzle. So yeah, it's all important, but it all comes down to one thing, Mark. We have to have a plan in place to address all these issues. We've been talking this morning about getting started. What do we need to do? The first thing we need to do is not procrastinate. If you haven't addressed these issues, you need to do so. So getting started is important. Let's help you down that path. The second thing we've talked about here is things that you can't control and things you can control. There's a lot of things we can't control, but we need to understand how they may affect us and make sure we have a plan in place to deal with them. The question we ought to ask ourselves is, will we or do we have enough income? Those are the things that we like to answer for folks. We like to sit down and help you understand where you are and put a plan together to get you where you want to go. So we're passionate about what we're doing. So give us a call today at 800-987-1443. If you have accumulated at least $100,000 in retirement assets and you like to sit down and begin your planning process, give us a call today at 800-987-1443. Now, this is open for the next 10 callers. If you will pick the phone up and give us a call now, and if you're one of the first 10, we'll sit down with you at no cost, no obligation, and get you started on your retirement income planning lifetime goals.
All right, great first piece of advice there from Bill Danner is don't procrastinate. Good piece of coaching advice is to go ahead and just pick up the phone and get started. For the next 10 callers, 800-987-1443 is your number to call, 800-987-1443. For retirees, pre-retirees, this is a great chance to make sure you're headed in the right financial direction as you plan for retirement. Bill and Daniel can look at your portfolio, show you where you are now, but most importantly, help you get to where you need to be for that successful retirement. But you have to start that process. They can do a lot of things to help you out, but they can't do any of it if they don't get the chance to know you. And that's where you come in. So go ahead and pick up the phone, give them a call, 800-987-1443. That is 800-987-1443 to talk with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith of Security First Asset Management. Guys, thanks for being on the show with me this week. I appreciate you going easy on the rookie.
Well, thank you, Mark.
Mark, we appreciate it. You did a great job, man.
All right, thanks so much, folks. Make sure you tune in each and every week for more from the guys here at Security First Asset Management right here on Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, and thrive.
Securities and advisory services offered through Madison Avenue Securities, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC. Security First and Madison Avenue Securities are not affiliated entities.